It's, I know it's built in such a way, man, I can't explain it, but it's it just.
Oh, if it comes a tornado, we might.
No.
If the wind gets through it.
Yeah.
How about, would you explain different kinds of land that you remember, what you used to call? What was the best land that you had for your crops?
A little holler land. Up and down the creek bank, the ditch bank was the best land we had. Other was considered dry. Didn't know anything about fertilizing, except barnyard fertilizer, all we ever had, till I was grown.
Wouldn't it be pretty wet along the
creek? Sometimes it just only have little ditches cut to keep it dry. Mm-hmm. And there's a bunch of that that's in the hill parts, extremely on top of a hill, but I made it too dry. And there was a lot of ditching done back then, but and Beach River bottom was very wet and slashy, and so many long pieces of land above it. They come a big rain made way up on the head of Beach River, where the crops down in the low end of the bottom would get rain, would get overflowed without any rain. It came from the other end of the county,
mm-hmm.
across the county.
I suppose that. When you dig the ditch, well, suppose you had land that had water on it all the time. Is that just
Well, that's hard to explain that. Just I know more about how to do. We didn't ever have anything like that. Mm-hmm. There's a place they have a lule. They call Harris's Island. It's the upper end of Orchidea River. Happened to be a place of land that's about a foot and a half higher than any other part of the land. Maybe 2 feet in power some places. Just happened to be about a 100-acre block in there. They call it Harris's Island. That's been there all the time.
I see. Did you have, what would you call, something that had a lot of water on it, a swamp or a marsh?
Just an old swampy place. Throwed away land, not worth anything. You're not fitting for pasturing or rock crop either.
You didn't even try to drain it, or?
Well, there's no way to drain it. It looked like it's too big a lot of water coming in every year.
Uh-huh. And the ocean bottom land, now, is that land close to the creek?
Yeah, that's right. They call it bottom land close to the creek. It's so, well, some dry bottom and some wet. Most of it's wet.
I've heard people told me about a gumbo land.
Yeah.
Do you have anything like that?
That's a kind of white looking, not much soil to it, it looks like it's a white clay.
I see.
It's sticky, a very sticky gumbo, and I don't know, don't know too much about it. No.
You don't have any around here? And is that the same as buckshot?
I would think so, yeah, buckshot in.
Uh-huh. And then do you have a loamy land?
Government loan, you mean?
Well,
against it?
I'm not sure. This seems to be part sand and part
I don't know nothing about such land. Mine, you know, we call it clay foundation, soil on top. Good kind of land. You got a good right point now. They got lots of land here around White Oak, they call it. From Tennessee River back towards Sardis and direction of Henderson from the Tennessee River.
Mm-hmm.
They call it up White Oak River, up White Oak Creek is. I passed there once, it was in the middle of summer, and the crops was off so pretty, and got there, they were just about dried up, and it looked like we're bound to have a rain or nothing, and also that's old gumbo land, that's won't make nothing no how. Comes up pretty, gets about half grown, and just looks like it runs
dries
out. Then something goes wrong with it.
You don't use that word loam, then. I'm not exactly sure what it means. It seems to be a looser. Wouldn't be the gumbo.
A loan?
Loam would be a loose.
I guess so. Well, I don't know anything about this.
And would you give me an idea how